I've recently seen the film Shaolin. It's probably called different things in different countries, but here in Australia it's called Shaolin. I saw it on the big screen at the cinemas at Sunnybank, which is a great place to see these sorts of, well, any film, but particularly these films. The prints are usually really good, and although they call this particular part of their offerings foreign film, they're almost always Chinese films, and they're almost always big, reasonably dumb, action-style, epic films. And Shaolin's no exception. convoluted plot, possibly too many characters, but I enjoy these films a great deal, despite the fact that they are often subtly or not so subtly basically propaganda pieces for China. Nothing wrong with that, I guess. American films promote America. Why shouldn't Chinese films promote China? Although I think the American films, at least modern American films, are a tad more subtle. And I do wonder sometimes if 20 or 30 years from now, when China is not just openly capitalist, as opposed to disguised capitalist, crony capitalist that it is now, but also hopefully by then free and with open and accountable democratic governments, free elections, etc., when that day comes, we'll probably look back on these films and cringe just how obvious the government-sponsored propaganda was in these films. But it's a good film. It's got great action scenes in it, some beautiful cinematography, so it's well worth seeing, Shaolin. A thing I wanted to comment on was another aspect of these films is that non-Asian people, shall we say, usually the British, are usually portrayed as either buffoons, incompetents, bullies, tyrants, brutal murderers, terrorists, or sometimes all of the above, and Shaolin's no exception. There's a British general in this film, played by an actor that I'm pretty sure is in almost all of these big Chinese epic films, playing brutal, culturally insensitive, bullying British caricatures. I mean, sure, I understand Hollywood and the rest of the movie industry has been stereotyping Chinese and other Asian cultures since the year Dot, and turnaround is fair play. But I have to admit, the way the British are portrayed in these films is so openly negative, almost bordering on blood libel, that, I mean, it's so over the top compared to the characterizations of the other characters in the films that, again, I wonder if 10, 20, 30 years from now, we'll look back on, well, this particular actor who seems to always play these parts and play them very badly, I must say, we'll look back on them and think, why did anyone put up with this? And why did he agree to portray his own, I assume, his own people, for all I know he's not British at all, but to portray his own people in such a horrifically negative light? Much the same way that looking at films from the 1920s, looking at black actors portraying black people as caricatures, over-the-top, watermelon-eating, fried-chicken-eating caricatures, and wondering what on earth possessed those black actors to portray those roles. I guess they needed a paycheck, and I guess this guy, this actor, probably lives in China, lives and works there, and, you know, who am I to deny him a paycheck? And I stress, when I say his performances are terrible, and they are truly awful, if I've learned nothing else over the years, it's when I see an actor giving a bad performance in a film, it's almost never the actor's fault. It's almost always the director's fault, and or the producer's. So I'm not blaming him. For all I know, he's a wonderful, talented human being. But in these films, he's almost always awful. There's a scene in this film where the British general, for no apparently good reason, decides to turn on his own allies and order an artillery barrage on a monastery, killing both the monks and the warlords that are fighting on his behalf. And during this traitorous, brutal betrayal of the general, he leans back and gives what is possibly the worst laugh ever recorded in cinema history, Asian or otherwise. The film's worth going to see just for that moment in the film. It's so awful, it's sublime. Who is this guy? I've tried researching, trying to find out who he is. He's the Uncle Tom of cinema,